Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Part of the new league year, or leading into the new league year, is the initial date and the final date for putting the franchise tag or the transition tag onto an NFL player on your team. We're going to examine it a little bit. And some think it's broken, and I think there's some things that are broken with it, and kind of go through the process and tell you why players don't like it and why it's in there. We're going to go through the whole gamut, the franchise tag. In the NFL, the pros and cons. That's a topic on today's Landry Football Podcast, part of the Landry Football Podcast Network, which you can get by subscribing, liking, and sharing the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, a reminder to check out LandryFootball.com, the latest and best information in the world of football, college football, NFL, from a playing, coaching, scouting, and front office perspective, LandryFootball.com. Check it out today. Try it out for a month. Try it out for 6 months. But our best offer is our scouting season offer. And what is that? It's not just for the scouting season. Oh, no. It is for all season long. It'll take you through the remainder of the scouting season, the business season, as we like to call it in the NFL, and college football, transfer portal, recruiting. Spring practice is on field, of course. But the NFL, free agency, the draft, it take you all the way through that, but all the way through next football season. That's what the scouting season offer will get you today. Check it out, LandryFootball.com. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. It is football, college and NFL, from a player, coaching, scouting, and front office perspective, LandryFootball.com. A lot of players despise the franchise tag. You know, but it's necessary. And allow me to explain this. The distaste for the franchise tag in the NFL is the easy and obvious part. Not many players like it. Where else in professional sports can a player finish his contract and thus his obligation to his team and still not be able to market his services to other clubs? It doesn't happen in the NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball, just the NFL. Courtesy of the franchise tag. Forget even the ecosystem that is pro sports for a second. Where else in life does this dynamic take place? Real jobs, you can leave companies for a better gig at a moment's notice, as long as you fulfill your contract. 2 weeks' notice, maybe in some cases without a contract, but you get the point. In most cases, what players, what teams do with the franchise tag is protect their best asset. So, why would someone that you covet the most, you not want to pay the money? Well, it is just a strategic tool that teams use. And let's kind of go how we got here. The tag has been around since 1993. The Players Association was fighting for free agency. And players such as Reggie White had to sue the league to get the NFL to allow players to hit the open market when their current contracts expired. As part of those negotiations, the NFLPA agreed to allow each team to have one franchise tag to use each year to retain their franchise player at the time. You know, the John Elway, Dan Marino, Troy Aikman, as long as the team was willing to pay the player the average of the top five at their position. The thinking was that it would be debilitating to certain clubs of its star players were willing to walk away when their contracts expired, even though their team was willing to pay them at or near the top of the market. So the tag prevented them from leaving. And now, more than 30 years later, has it been, the NFL franchise tag window, a two-week period where teams can elect to place a tag on one of their players, has opened up. Teams will be potentially using the tag if they can't get the contract deal done with players such as Christian Wilkins, Justin Madubuike, Jalen Johnson, Anton Winfield, T. Higgins, Mike Evans, with a designation to retain their services and restrict their freedom of movement. The threat of the tag, depending on your perspective, I guess, from a player, is the impact of the franchise tag's mere threat to a player who's never even received it. People cannot overestimate the power of the tag. You can, even if you don't use the tag, you can use it in negotiations. The tag holds down salaries for the entire league, and there's a trickle-down effect.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo, and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you look at the NFLPA's priorities, despite the aversion to the franchise tag, in any negotiation, there are only so many priorities a party can prioritize and expend negotiating capital to achieve. In other words, for the NFLPA to get something, it has to give something up in return. Despite what Brandt says, the franchise tag doesn't affect enough players to be a priority for the NFLPA. It's also why the NFLPA has a tough job when it comes to representing all the players, because they can have competing interests. There's nothing else like this. Other unions don't have one group making $30, $50 million per year and others making $800,000. Therein lies the rub. As a guy who made the league, you know, minimum, and, you know, a lot of folks are interested in increasing those minimums and securing post-football benefits such as extended health insurance for the rank-and-file players who make up a large percentage of the league. Do the franchise tag caliber players care about league minimums? Probably not. But there are many more players battling just to stick around on a year-to-year basis than players who are elite enough to get played like one of the top five players at their position. So it is an issue. It is a problem in the eyes of players. But for people who say, well, the NFLPA should... the Players Association should take a stance, change it. Well, it's not the priority for the reasons that I mentioned.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It affects such few players, whereas raising the minimum affects the majority of the players. And it is a vote. It's a populist vote like anything else. The tag is not going to go anywhere. It may stink in the eyes of players, and they dislike it tremendously for those players who have earned the right to have more control over where they choose to live and work. And the players that agree to it, doesn't resonate when you consider that the agreement came before most of this year's franchise tag candidates were born. These players certainly didn't agree to it. That's for sure. Ultimately, I think, like it or not, you're stuck with the franchise tag for the time being, and probably much longer. While it's not a huge priority for the NFLPA. The tag is significant for the league and for the owners, and it's something they're going to try to hold on to because it is a strategy. You can use it on a quarterback, but it allows you strategically to maybe get the contract done with the quarterback and put the tag on the player that maybe has less longevity, the position that he plays, and the tag number being less, you may use the tag there. It's a strategic measure to get under the cap and to get more good players under the cap. It's a complex issue. And the one thing that I stress to the followers of baseball and basketball and hockey is the injury factor in the NFL is so much greater, so much more of an issue that is what
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Makes it difficult to do long-term deals. It's certainly the reason we don't have guaranteed deals, and I know we've had a few in the NFL. But the injury factor, you know, is a problem. Guaranteed contracts for 5 years on a player that gets debilitated for an injury or is completely, and that's sometimes overstated. But the reality is if you give a player a 5-year contract and after 2 years, the injuries have significantly depleted his skills, you're stuck with him for 3 years. Well, the players want the assurance of getting that money. And I get that from a player standpoint. From a team standpoint, you've got a problem because you've got a player that you're playing for 3 more years at an elite level. It's not very good, pure and simple. So you have to look at things in that perspective. You have to realize that there's a lot of things at play. And the owners want a hard cap because they don't want to have to pay exorbitant amounts of money. The more money they have to allocate to player salaries, the less they have for their own financial benefit. So hope that gives you an understanding, a little bit of the pros and cons of the franchise tag, because we're right in the middle of that right now, and you will be reading and learning on LandryFootball.com who's getting the tag, who's not, and why, who should get the tag and not, and why, as well as everything to do with free agency. The NFL will be at the scouting combine coming up here, so we'll break down the entire combine for you, what it means, everything about it. We got it covered for you, LandryFootball.com. Check it out today. Take advantage of our scouting season offer. And also a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify. Football, from a playing, coaching, scouting, and front office perspective, is what we do at LandryFootball.com. Check it out today. We appreciate you joining us. Spread the word. Talk to you next time, everybody.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.